What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup.
Setbacks pave the way for comebacks.
Track the playoffs now. This is 7 in Heaven.
Give it to me, fine.
You going first or am I going first?
I mean, I've got it. I told you
I might have to do
figuring
something.
Out the wild card right now in the AFC is just stupid.
I might have to do something I really don't want to do.
So, it's up to you.
You go first.
Okay, I'm going Chiefs number one still. Even though the Bills have been the best team, this is not a power ranking. The Chiefs have not played, not even close to their best football. Well, I think the Bills have played their best football. So I still think the Chiefs will be the team.
Good point.
In the AFC, but the Bills have been unbelievable. Clearly, the Bills have been the best team in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Now look like the best team in the NFL.
They've looked very good, yes.
Then I have the Ravens at 1-2. Still the team I think is going to win.
The number two seed?
No, the three seed. I have the Chiefs, Bills.
Bills,
then
okay,
Ravens. I think the Ravens are still the team that will win the AFC North. And I have the Texans rounding them out. Of all the divisional leaders, we go to the wild card. Kenny, scoff, make fun, ridicule. I mean, I don't feel great about this.
Yeah, I know who you're putting.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Who are you putting?
I have the Jets.
No, I didn't. Okay. I'm going to scratch
that
out.
And partly just because I was blown away by seeing that arm talent again with Aaron Rodgers. He sucked me in. He was moving defenders around with his eyes. He was getting rid of the football. The way he got rid of the football, I was blown away. I know that sounds silly because a lot of people think he's probably not going to make it through the year and he's not as mobile. Then I have the 3-0 Steelers, and I'll round it out with the Chargers. Whatever. Throwing my hands up in the air.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you got to give some sound reasoning at all for it.
Well,
you
the, can't Steelers, just... the Steelers, because they've jumped out to the nice start at 3-0.
All right.
And I have so much respect for their defense that when the offense comes crashing down, the defense will still win them games. Like, T.J. Watt, much like Myles Garrett, could just still win you a game.
But you can't just say, I'm throwing my hands up. Because you can pick anybody then. You don't want to just pick anybody.
Well, that's what I think. The reason I started the show when you asked me, do I feel better or worse about the situation following the weekend. Like, I don't see a huge gap between the best of the AFC and right now, like, where the Browns are. I don't see a huge gap.
Here, well, I want to talk about that just very quickly coming up. However, number one, my 7 in Heaven. Number one, Kansas City. Number two, I still have Houston because they play in the sewer division.
Yeah.
Where do you have two 0-3 teams in that division right now?
Titans and Jags.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Will Levis is a walking turnover. And the Jags, I might have already quit on their season.
When's Mason Rudolph taking over?
And we'll find out very shortly. So right now, like, Houston's going to be they're going to be able to stack wins against the AFC South. So we'll play Houston number two. Buffalo number three. I still think they lost a bunch of pieces on defense, but my dear Lord in heaven, they are gassing everybody on offense. Number four, and yeah, I know who they fired and who we have and who hasn't scored 20 points yet. Number four, I still have the Ravens. They got to win. I still have the Ravens. Now things are going to get messy. Number five. I have no confidence in any of this, but I can't put him number five. Never mind. Number five, I have the Jets.
Wait, you
number
agree
five,
with
I have
me?
The Jets. Yep.
Wow.
Because I just saw who the Chargers play coming up, and I went, nope, never mind.
What, because of their schedule?
Yeah, like we haven't still shaken out who's real and who's not, but I mean, they got Kansas City coming up on Sunday. So I'm going to pick them to make the playoffs. They're going to be 2-2. I'm going to pick them to make the playoffs. I'm going to put the Chargers at number 6 behind the New York Jets. My problem here is this, is I have to be honest. I cannot just be emotional. And I told you at the beginning of the show, I was at football practice yesterday getting harassed. And I can't do anything about it because it's the head coach and technically he's my boss in some certain sense. So I can't sit there and just rip him because he's a Steelers fan. What?
I mean, he's your boss of a volunteer position?
He's the head coach. I mean, there's a pecking order here. He's the one who's
got
to make...
We've got a lot to discuss in the break, sir.
Okay, maybe in the break, but I feel I need to make sure I stay in order, and I'll tell you why during the break. Maybe we can do that on the podcast, because I know that Lyman definitely doesn't want to talk about these sort of things on the air. So he's a Steelers fan. And I don't want to leave the Steelers out to be petty. I have to be honest with myself. And so as you'll see in my scribbles, right here on our 92.3 The Fan YouTube page, because I'm sure Keith is going to post that, is right now I have Miami at number 7. Why, oh why, would I...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have Miami at number 7.
Who's going to be their starting quarterback?
Exactly. Is it going to be Tyler Huntley? Is Tyler Huntley as good as Justin Fields?
No.
Are their weapons better than what they have in Pittsburgh? Probably.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Definitely.
I want to pick Miami. I just want to pick Miami. I don't want to pick Pittsburgh. I don't want to pick Pittsburgh.
I just don't know if they can recover.
Well, Lyman made a great point about Pittsburgh. Even if they go 7-7 down the stretch, they're 10-7. That might be the top wild card number.
Right. Now, next three games for the Dolphins, Tennessee, New England, and Indy.
You can see it in the screen.
I mean, those
I'm crossing
those...
off Miami.
I'm writing in Pittsburgh.
You said that was Dolphins, Tennessee.
Yeah, Dolphins
New England,
have Tennessee. Miami. They're at New England and at Indy, then Arizona at home.
That's not a hard schedule.
A get right month.
Who's Pittsburgh have?
They need a get a quarterback month.
That's true.
Pittsburgh has. They have Indy. They have Dallas. They have Vegas. I got questions about all those teams. Then they have the Jets. Then the Giants. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, they're gonna.
Here's what we learned. We don't know anything.
That team is gonna pull everybody down in the gutter, like they do every year.
No,
and they're
gonna
get
anything?
To the playoffs.
We don't know anything because. It's been preseason.
Oh, God.
3 weeks.
It's not been preseason.
In the
and then
NFL.
If it's preseason, then Kevin Stefanski should be fired for playing his starters in preseason games. If this is preseason, then he's playing his starters and he should be fired. Why is Deshaun Watson out there with with James Hudson III playing left tackle. 216-474-0092.
It's the exact.
No,
I told you why.
Stop denying reality. This is the regular season. Stop denying reality.
You try to steal as many wins as you can while you're trying.
No,
especially,
that's garbage.
Especially when you revamp the offense. They did a new offensive coordinator.
Stop denying yourself the truth. Stop it. That's garbage, and you know it's garbage. These are regular season games. They count. If they didn't count, then he wouldn't put Deshaun Watson out there with James Hudson III playing left tackle. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't put Deshaun Watson out there where you had to move Joel Bitonio over to left tackle, put Ethan Posick at guard, put Zach Zinter over there, and play musical chairs with your offensive lineman, and put Nick Harris at center. You wouldn't do any of that. So stop it. It wasn't preseason. You're 1-2.
Two of your
games. You are 1-2.
Two of your games against NFC teams.
Garbage.
The first game.
Stop making excuses.
Clear as day, I was right about the first game.
Stop making excuses.
Clear as day, I told everybody the first game was going to be
misery. Yeah, and then you sat here on the radio and told everybody we didn't have to worry about the Giants and we were going to boat race them. And then look what happened.
I thought we would.
And they're 1-2.
I thought we would.
They are a 1-2 football team. This is who they are. Stop denying reality. You're lying to yourself.
I'm not denying it. I don't think it's
embarrassing.
I don't think the season's over at 1-2.
The season isn't over at
1-2.
The way
you're talking, it sounds like you think they're done.
No, their quarterback sucks, their line sucks, their coaching sucks,
and they're done.
Well, all those things were kind of true. All those things were kind of true on Sunday, were they not?
Yeah, on Sunday. There's a lot of teams that look bad on a given Sunday.
I can only go by what you've shown me, and so far you haven't shown me much, so I'm only going to go on what it is, because right now I'm holding out hope for something that I can't prove is going to be there. Guys, I just told you we have Njoku back. 216-474-0092. Tell me where I'm wrong. I'd love to have David Njoku and Nick Chubb back. That's fine. But do we or do we not have a Ken Dorsey problem that is starting to bubble up here?
I don't know what he does.
Do we or do we not?
I don't know what he does.
Exactly. So we have to ask the question. Too much Dorsey?
not enough Dorsey.
And where did we do that before? Oh, that's right. In a season that went straight to hell because we didn't know what the offensive coordinator was doing. Again, tell me where I'm not telling people the truth.
Wait, you don't think some of the Bills fans miss Ken Dorsey?
Tell me where I'm lying. Yeah, they do. Sure. Was he the only customer at a restaurant that they had back in the day? That might be the place that misses him. Maybe the new offensive coordinator that moved into Buffalo with his old next door neighbors, maybe he's a real jerk. Maybe he cuts their grass.
See?
Maybe he doesn't put up a privacy hedge. Maybe they miss Ken Dorsey. That is it. Can't tell me where I'm lying to anybody. This is the unvarnished truth I'm giving everybody right now. You just don't like it. Don't say preseason. Do not insult these people's intelligence and call it the preseason. I never even did that in my rose-colorious glasses days. I've never done that. Ever. You are 1-2. Your back's not up against the wall just yet, but starting to get close. Because I'll tell you right now, with this, this is no murderer's row. I mean, you got Miami's a weird situation with their quarterback. The Jets are the Jets are the Jets. Nobody believes in the Chargers but me. Nobody seems to believe in the LA Chargers in this city but me and maybe Cleve T.A. That's it.
Wait, I put him on there.
You put him on there at number 7 begrudgingly. You put Denver in front of him before. I'm telling you the truth. And you know I'm telling you the truth, damn it. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, Curtis Danberg going to join us on the show. Don't say preseason. That is going to be a trigger word for me. You say preseason, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm talking to Tone, not everybody else. You guys can say what you want. But you say preseason, that's insulting to their intelligence. They're paying full ticket prices. They're tailgating. They're filling up the stadium. They're booing. They don't boo during the preseason. They boo now. Oh, yeah, they have the chance now. And if it were the preseason, then this is malpractice. Because you wouldn't put your starting quarterback behind
those guys. They boo them every game in the regular season now. We got 2 years of that.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a Sniff Solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.